Hear the word of God as recorded in the fifth chapter of Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. These are thy words, Holy Father. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Fellow redeemed, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. What does St. Paul mean when he says, the God of peace will sanctify you completely? One might wonder on hearing those words, whatever happened to, at the same time, saint and sinner. By sanctify, which literally means to make holy, we most commonly refer to the outward Christian life, striving to do God's will and to avoid sin. And the Bible does use the word sanctify or sanctification in that way sometimes. But most often, the Bible uses the word sanctify to refer to the entire work of God for our salvation, beginning in eternity and extending to the final judgment at the last day. And that is St. Paul's meaning in this lesson. In his second letter to the Christians at Thessalonica, St. Paul repeats what he has said in our lesson. He says, God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he has called you by our gospel for obtaining the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. This work of making you holy has taken place in eternity. It is carried out in time by the gospel, and it is aimed at the final perfection of the believers in eternal life. This sanctification is God's work. It's not our work. God the Father has chosen us to this salvation. From eternity, it says, he has sent his Son to redeem us from the power of darkness and sin and evil that we chose in the sin of Adam and Eve. The Father and the Son have sent the Holy Spirit to proclaim this gospel to us and to fulfill this work until the end of time. St. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians this very familiar blessing: he who has begun a good work in you will complete it or perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. When sanctification refers to the good works performed by the Christian in this life, we always are reminded that we are at the same time saint and sinner. And thus, even our good works in this life are tainted by our sinful flesh, so that sanctification, in that sense, is never complete in this life. We live, and all of us can testify to this, we live a constant struggle between the flesh and the spirit. As St. Paul says it, St. Paul the Christian, the good that I would like to do, I don't do. And the evil that I don't want to do, I keep on doing. But the sanctification that St. Paul speaks about in our lesson is complete, and it's perfect. And what does that mean? What does it mean that he sanctifies us completely? Well, for one thing, he sees us through Christ not as sinners, but as righteous, perfect, holy saints. St. Paul also writes to the Corinthians, Christ Jesus became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In the highest sense of the word, Jesus Christ is our sanctification. Christ's righteousness is what God sees in us when we stand before him in faith, believing in those promises that he has made. When Paul speaks here about sanctification in our lesson, he is especially, however, looking toward the last day, the end of time. And he says that in this sanctification, your whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That certainly reminds us of the wonderful Easter gospel that we hear from the mouth of the Old Testament Job. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the last day upon the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. And that's the promise, an unbelievable promise, it seems, that is set before us today as we consider our Lord's advent. We can almost hear St. Paul break into singing when he says, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. This mortal has put on immortality. This is the sanctification, God's great gift, where he restores to all believers the holiness and the righteousness in which he created Adam and Eve. He decided it in eternity. He promised it to Adam and Eve, even as he expelled them from the Garden of Paradise. He foretold it in his holy prophets. He effected it when he sent his Son to become one of us and to be the sacrificial victim in our places. He calls us to faith in this promise by his gospel in the word and sacraments. And he completes it. He makes it perfect at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel is God's promise to you. It is a promise that is repeated to you each day as you live under your baptism. And Paul says here, he who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Believe it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Amen. We received a prayer request on behalf of Aaron Niemeyer, who was briefly hospitalized following a severe fall on Tuesday. Let us rise. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing your child Aaron safely through this incident. Continue to grant him a complete recovery from his injuries according to your gracious will. Above all, preserve him and all of us in your truth and grace through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.